Quranic verses in perspective.
Quranic Verses in Perspective is a program written by Dr. Mo'il Izzeddin Samurai, read by Haroon Sugish, and recorded by Muhammad Ismail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Verse 196 of Surah Al-Baqarah begins a discussion of Hajj and Umrah, the greater and lesser pilgrimages. The reason for the placing of these verses is clear, since it follows the explanation of the seasons and the sighting of the new moon. Perform the pilgrimage and the visit to Mecca for Allah, and if you are prevented, then send such gifts as can be obtained with ease. The first part of verse 196 is an indication of the importance of fulfilling the rites of Hajj and Umrah, providing that the intention has been made. Some interpreters have thought that this verse establishes Hajj, but others disagree with this opinion, since Umrah is not an obligation, and Hajj and Umrah are linked together. This means that this verse necessitates the completion of the rites once they are undertaken. This verse was revealed 6 years after the Hijrah, during the year of the truce of Hudaybiyah, when the unbelievers prevented the Prophet Muhammad from going to the Kaaba. The whole of Surah Al-Fath was revealed, and the Prophet Muhammad allowed his followers to slaughter their animals and shave their heads to symbolize the abandonment of Ihram. The concept of the prevention of Hajj can have various interpretations. Prevention of Hajj could mean that one's enemies prevent the performance of Hajj, or the same condition could encompass any form of prevention. Ibn Abbas considered that it meant prevention by the enemy, and any other reason for the abandonment of Hajj, for example sickness, does not require expiation. The other view is based on a hadith narrated by Aisha. She reported that a Muslim woman named Duba'a bint Az-Zubayr ibn Abdul Muttalib told the Prophet Muhammad that she wanted to perform Hajj, even although she was not feeling very well. He told her to perform Hajj, conditioning the intention that if she was prevented, her place was where she was stopped. Ali considered that the words, "then send such gifts as can be obtained with ease," means a ewe sheep. During the truce of Hudaybiyah, when the Muslims were prevented from going to Mecca, they slaughtered cattle and camels. Jabir narrated that the Muslims were ordered to contribute 1/7 of the slaughtered animal. Ibn Abbas considered that the Muslims should slaughter what he can offer, either a camel or a cow or a sheep. The head of the Muslims should not be shaved nor ihram abandoned until the animal to be slaughtered has reached the place of slaughter. However, if a person is ill or has an infection or lice in his hair, then he can shave his head, with the expiation for his being to fast 3 days or feed 6 poor or slaughter a sheep. The authority for this is the hadith transmitted by Bukhari and Muslim, in which the Prophet Muhammad said to one of his followers who had lice in his hair, "You are suffering a lot. Do you have a sheep to slaughter?" The man said he did not. The Prophet Muhammad told him to fast 3 days or feed 6 poor people, each with half a sa of food, and then shave his head. The next part of verse 196 is concerned with combining Umrah with Hajj. And when you are in safety, then whoever contents himself with the visit for the pilgrimage shall give such gifts as can be had with ease, and whoever cannot find such gifts, then a fast of 3 days while on the pilgrimage, and of 7 when you have returned, that is 10 in all. There are 2 ways in which this can be done. Firstly, ihram may be assumed and umrah performed with tawaf around the Kaaba and sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and then assumption of ihram again for Hajj during the months of Hajj, which are Shawwal, Dhul Qa'da, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Alternatively, the Muslim can link Umrah with Hajj by assuming ihram and intending to perform Hajj and Umrah together. When he has completed Umrah, he can wait in ihram until the time of Hajj. In both cases, the Muslim can sacrifice whatever he is able to afford. To summarize, the first way is to wear ihram for Umrah, finish it, and then assume it again for Hajj, while the second method is to assume ihram for Umrah and Hajj together. The Muslim can slaughter a cow, a camel, a sheep, or a goat. If he is unable to afford an animal, then he should fast 3 days during Hajj and 7 days after he has returned home to complete the 10 days. It is preferable that the 3 days to be fasted during Hajj be completed before the day of Arafah. The pilgrimage is in the well-known months, and whoever is minded to perform the pilgrimage, let him remember that there is to be no lewdness, nor abuse, nor angry conversation on the pilgrimage. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it. So make provision for yourselves, for the best provision is to ward off evil. Therefore, keep your duty to me, O men of understanding. This verse explains the timing and obligations of Hajj. Hajj is performed during special months, which are Shawwal, Dhul Qa'da, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Therefore, ihram cannot be worn for Hajj at times other than these. However, Malik, Abu Hanifa, and Ibn Hanbal consider that ihram can be worn throughout the year, and these months are set aside for the performance of Hajj. The word lewdness in verse 197 hints at the prohibition of intercourse and what might lead to it, while angry talk is also prevented to purify the believer for Allah and to be above the mundane affairs of this world. The provisions mentioned in this verse are the God-fearing nature, which is the provision for this life and the life to come. In this way, the obligations and rights of Hajj are linked with the behavior a Muslim should follow in seeking success in the life to come. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuhu.